Hi there, this is Margot, and this is my very first audio. Instead of diving straight in with something NSFW or NSFW, I decided to take this taking the plunge thing, because I think that would help me and make me feel a little bit more comfortable. First of all, I just want to say that I'm sorry about the audio quality. I know that it might not be particularly good. I got this microphone for my birthday, so it's very new to me. As I've said before, my voice, my accent is kind of a garbled mix in that while I'm here in the States, I'm a little bit embarrassed to bring out my Irish accent. But I saw in, I think it was GWA Backstage, that somebody was saying that they really like an Irish accent, so I guess I'll just stick with that and go with my normal voice instead of trying to put something on. So here's my neutral voice. As you can tell, it still has a slight American twang to it, but that's what you do for learning English from American TV. Okay, so let's try this cute little F-stop Fitzgerald taking the plunge. Also, you may hear the odd whistle from me saying my S's. That is because of my tooth gap. enjoy. You kind of have to. Okay. So, the first question is, when listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on, the quality of the voice or the actual words being said? I guess it depends in that, like, a lot of the audios on here can be, there are a few audios that are really cheesy, and some of which I really, really love. My absolute favorite audios are shitposts that confuse me sexually. Like, no doubt about it. But the quality of the voice, yeah, I guess I used to think that I was into, like, really deep voices or really aggressive voices, but since becoming more active, I've broadened my horizons, and I really like what I've heard. When it comes to production, now this is rich coming from me because this is a new microphone, so you gotta cut me some slack, but my dad is a producer, so he does be producing music, and so I have a little bit of a high standard when it comes to audio recording, so I'm actually hurting my own ears by making this, but that's how the cookie crumbles. Hopefully I will learn a bit more and that'll become easier for me. So I don't know, I guess when I hear an audio and it's very fuzzy or very far away, I kind of get really distracted, I get really snobby, because I guess I'm a great person like that, very picky. I like an audio hug. I like something immersive. I also find it very funny when I'm listening to an audio and something just completely takes me by surprise, and it kind of, like, I was immersed in it, but then, like, bam, something happens and it brings me right out, but it's not usually something that, like, upsets me or anything like that. Like, it's usually about, like, taste level. Like, if the performer is like, my favorite movie is Paul Blart Mall Cop, I can't keep a wand on me when you say shit like that. Even a particular performer said something about putting honey in his coffee. I don't do that shit. I've never even heard of that shit. Like, what? That's a thing? that's fucking crazy. I asked my girlfriend and she said that she does, she has taken honey in a black coffee before. And she's a barista, so I mean, I guess I should trust her on this, but that's still fucked up. I can't, I don't understand it. I like those two things separately, not together. That's deranged. Okay. So yeah, immersive and shitposts. That's my thing. Okay. The second thing is, tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. No one. Not another person. I'm very honest and very open about sexy stuff. I used to be way more open because I was an alcoholic and I'm still, well, no, I'm on the better side of it, so I guess you could say I was a porn addict, but I'm not anymore. But while I was an alcoholic, I was definitely a sex addict, and I would just kind of go around clubs and be like, I think you should fuck me, right up to men. It was intense, especially seeing as I was just a baby dyke who was lying to herself. But I think that's a very common experience, is like, you know, either you don't have sex with men at all, or you are hypersexual and you go out of your way to fuck as many men as possible and try to convince yourself. But you know, I learned a lot during that, and when I stopped drinking, things became very clear, just as, you know, when you sober up, that's usually the way. So, thinking about something that I haven't told anybody is difficult. I really enjoy being called kitten. I've never been called that by somebody in real life. I was called it by text once. And obviously I hear it in audios all the time, but I don't know, I guess it does something for me. Yeah. Meow. okay. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Or to put it another way, which would you least want people to actually know you in real life to know about? Okay, so when I was with men, I was very, very subby and very bottomy, and then when I realized I was a lesbian, I've kind of become a dom top. But, you know, and I pride myself on that. I'm like, hey, I'm a top. I'm cool. but since getting back into audios, and especially, like, discovering stuff about myself while writing scripts, it's been really interesting just kind of learning more about myself and seeing that maybe I do kind of want a bottom. So I guess I'm more of a top-leaning verse, and that's something that only my girlfriend knows for now, because I've enjoyed being, like, an asshole about being a top. And I don't want anybody to know I'm a bottom. No, not a bottom. Part-time bottom. Full-time top. I guess that's it. Like, I'm a little bit embarrassed, but it's not like nobody knows. My girlfriend does. Okay. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things that someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now, imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again. But you get to keep just one, only one. Which one would you keep? I'm trying to think of who I've listened to again and again. I was kind of introduced to Gone Wild Audio from Jack's Films. Oh my god, where did that come from? No thanks. No thanks. I don't want anything to do with Jack Douglas. I think I had a weird dream where it turned out that Jack Sims was carnivore. So, that's it. I can't believe I just said that. Trust and believe, no sexual fantasies when it comes to Jack's films. and I don't believe he's on Gone Wild Audio. If you don't know who he is, he's a YouTuber and, yeah, he's a comedian. And I am a big fan of his, but, very not in a sexual context. I can't imagine that. I would rather not. I'm not gonna try. The person who I've come back to again and again is Carnivore, and there's a few audios by Not Who Rose Thinks and British Filth that I've gone back to. So I definitely love public stuff, which you can probably tell when I'm writing. I'm trying to think of like specific phrases that any one of them say. Oh my god, this one is really hard. My mind has gone blank. There's a thing that I actually included in one of my recent scripts that I kind of borrowed from Naughty Rose Thinks, his audio teacher's pet, where he says, like, quite frankly, I don't care if you're on birth control. And it's not, the appeal for me is not, like, impreg, I'm not into breeding or anything, but kind of the, like, I don't give a fuck attitude. Like, I'm gonna do what I want. So, I'm also into begging, very much. And good girl. Good girl. So, I don't know. Probably one of those. I can't think of any one specific thing because I'm probably forgetting something. I really love the word cunt, and I think it's so funny how in the States, like, I can't really say it whenever I want because it's something really serious and shouldn't be said. Because it's the worst thing to say. It's really harsh. I remember when I was 13 and I just, like, found out that the word cunt exists, and I was like, I was talking to my dad and I was like, somebody called me a cunt at school today, and he said, don't say that. It refers to female genitalia. Yeah. Turns out I'm gonna refer to female genitalia quite a lot in my future, Dad. Yeah, like, who owns this cunt? That's good. I like that. I'm just really into degrading stuff lately. So, I don't know, along the degrading line, I guess. Something really mean. If you got a private message saying, hey, my real name, I recognize your voice, I know this is you, how do you think you would feel / react? Assuming the message was coming from a standard friend. It would depend on the relationship I had with the friend, and also whether they finish listening to me or not, because I think I would feel weird, and especially my girlfriend would feel weird about anybody other than someone I haven't met in real life listening to my voice, to get off. I think that would be weird for both of us. I would probably be sneaky and say, that's not me. Even though, you know, it very obviously could be me. But I think I've covered enough of my tracks to not be caught out, essentially. Like, I know that there's a lot of Irish people on GWA, but I don't live in Ireland, and I don't think a lot of people know me. There's probably people who sound like me, even though I'm told I have a unique voice. No, I don't think that's a good thing currently. But yeah. Wait, what was the question? Yeah, I would either, like, again, depends on the relationship with the friend. If I was good friends and trusted this person, I'd probably come out and tell them the truth. If I didn't know this person, I'd be like, haha, that's not me. Haha, you look at porn. Never tell anybody about this. Yeah, that's probably what I'd do. I love lying. I guess I'm like Katya Samolochkova in that she loves lying, and I love lying. I think it's so funny. It's so funny. But lying in a very obvious way. Like, I was on Omegle recently, and I pretended to be a grandfather called Ferdinand, who was 69 years old and lives in a retirement home and is so lonely. And it was really funny because people on Omegle just want to, like, sext. And I was like, please don't leave. Don't go. I need someone to talk to. My grandkids don't visit me anymore. I just love it. I love lying. I love making up stories and being stupid. Okay, so, if you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? I don't know if attention in this context means... Oops, that wasn't a fart. That was... I have a mattress protector around me. Very sexy Margot mentioning the potential of a fart. Although I'm sure that many of you recording audios have had to start all over again for the curse of passing gas. Tell me if I'm right or not. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. Because I have also, there's like some carnivore audio that I've listened to where he fully like wanks, comes, and then burps. And it's fucking hilarious. And he starts laughing at himself and then he starts burping on purpose, or burpusing, as I like to say. So if you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, physical or otherwise, fat tits. No. I have a nice smile. And I can be very assertive. I think that's it. I also have a weird little nose that I'm not a big fan of, but apparently other people find it really endearing. So there's that. That will probably be my first and strongest weapon, unless I have a sword with me, because I really do want to be a sword lesbian. What would your friend say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? I am very giving. I'm very generous, which is both a blessing and a curse. Because, like, I give a lot and I don't take a lot. As somebody who is mentally ill, I've been through a lot of therapy, so I've learned a lot about therapy, and I kind of try and pass that on to my friends whenever they're going through something, but sometimes that's not particularly helpful because it, like, I swoosh in, and that can, it can be really emotionally exhausting, or it can really, I don't know, like, stunt the
the emotional recovery process for other people by just being like, hey, let me remind you of therapy. I'm going to do it for you. So that is a habit that I'm trying to break. But it's also important for me to practice these skills. So it's really, it is good that I remember them. But yeah, it's definitely that I'm generous. My love language is gift giving. For instance, I have a friend who's pregnant. I've only met her once in real life. And I sent her $60 worth of baby books and baby clothes, which she appreciated a lot. It's very sweet, actually, her reaction. So I'm glad I did that. But yeah, whenever I get money, it's either takeout or my friends or my girlfriend. I like to spoil my girlfriend rotten. Okay, when flirting here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? I don't know if you were able to hear, but my girlfriend just coughed a lot in the background. I hope she's okay. I am very lucky in that I have a girlfriend who is exactly my type. She's got red hair and just the most beautiful eyes, and she's butch and she's amazing and I love her so much. She's just great. She actually came over here to live with me in the States. She's also Irish. Although I guess I'm more so Irish American because my dad is Irish and my mom is American. What aspect of the other person? So, yeah, a lot of compliments. And whenever anybody asks me for dating advice, I always say, be cocky. Like, people, no matter how dominant or submissive they might be, I think everybody is kind of attracted to the cockiest person in the room. So, yeah, I'd be cocky and complimenting a lot. I'm very, very straightforward. Like, I don't think I've ever had that, like, slow-leaning into a kiss yearning kind of a thing. I just kind of go, hey, I think we should kiss now. Because, like, I got anxiety. I can't wait around. I need to just, like, rip the band-aid off. Yeah. Women, what's the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? Interesting question. The weirdest thing I've had inside me is a dick that wasn't welcome. Yeah, I have vaginismus. I don't like putting things inside me. I guess for me it would be more so like, what weird things have I grinded myself against? It's nothing particularly weird. A water bottle. Which is actually really helpful because you can just, like, open the lid and you got lube. Very handy. It's just right there. And finally, optional, name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. I don't know if she's done it, but Megan the Subby. Meg, I've got such a big friend crush on you. You're so sweet. And yeah, I really loved getting to know you. And I would definitely love to hear your answers on this, but I guess I'm gonna have to go through the questionnaire on
on the subreddit and see if you have answered it. But if you haven't, please do, because you're lovely and I think a lot of people want to learn more about you. Is there anything else that I need to say? I don't think so. It's the 5-year anniversary of Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion. So, you know, that's new. As in, you know, pop music is only half a decade old. So, yeah. Mazel Tov regarding Carly Rae Jepsen. That's the best album of the last decade. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. If you've managed to put up with my voice for this long, this is my very first and very rough recording. And I'm not entirely using any sort of seductive voice, which is a problem. I'm using my voice where I'm trying to be slightly quiet, but, I should definitely try and use that assertive tone that I've been bragging about. So yeah, and I'm really glad to be in this community. Everybody's really lovely, and I hope you have a really nice day. Whoever you are, you're loved and you're loving. And I'm just guessing here, but I would wager you're a great person. So I really hope you have a wonderful day. Okay. Slán, which means bye.